This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing it. This podcast combines and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
You noticed that from the disclaimer to the intro, it's a perfect. Gio just wanted to wave in. He just wanted to do the little smoky wave.
Dude, it's a cool little smoke thingy.
So a nice little Easter egg. Yeah, go ahead, Debs.
I just want to say that you didn't have to put me at the end of the video, but I appreciate it.
No, I think honestly, so like the whole vision that I had was that the end of the video has to have a cool shot, you know, a really cool shot, and you just happen to have that really cool shot. Although the shot of Gio like smoking with the cinematic, you know, with his little, I mean, which
his
I have
little
to
French
say,
inhale, the cute little French inhale that he did.
Was cute. Yeah, horrible. I have to say, I went full Christopher Nolan on that shot too.
It was a really nice shot.
But a little Easter egg, like, so with everything that's been happening the last couple weeks and some of the changes that we've been doing, Gio actually helped me edit the last episode where if you catch the middle of the episode, there's like a technical difficulty. And while we were doing the technical difficulty here, baby, Gio was like, why don't you have a sound of like a bong being smoked in the background? I was just like, you know what? That's a really good fucking idea. So it worked.
Really good idea. Really
good. You know, and it was really funny. It was really funny. And then at that same time, I was like, well, I need to redo the intro again. And I was just like, well, I'm here, Gio. Come look at this, man.
Yeah, no, look at this. Logo waft is what sold me. I fucking love the logo waft.
Yeah. Yeah, so before we get to some discussions, we got some news before we get to the main event, unless you want to do news last.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We can take this however we want.
We'll start it off with the news.
Want to take it from the front? Want it from the back? Reach around?
Is it 11 o'clock yet?
It's past that. Way past
at the time that we're recording the episode, but it's 11 o'clock on a, 10 count. O'clock on a Tuesday.
That doesn't count. Yes, it does. All right, so what do we have as far as a nice cold open for us? What we got, Sanch?
Oh, man, so, you know, cold opens. I really don't have a cold open. I just kind of feel conversational. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty high. I'm trying to think
So, you know what?
Let's we'll
open up with an
event. I have something. I got something. So me and you had a conversation yesterday, Gio, right? Or was it the other day? So we're going to put this down in a poll, and I need to know. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Not that this is going to happen, but it's a curious question that I have. Right. So we buy refurbished computers. We buy, you know, refurbished products, things that are good and clean. Would you, and you can answer this right now too if you want, guys, would you smoke out of like a refurbished 100% cleaned out bong?
No.
See, I'm in the same boat.
No.
I'm in the same boat.
For me, it's the sentimental value for me. You know what I mean? Like when you go out and you
I want to hear more.
Yeah, when you go out and you go to a smoke shop, you're looking for that perfect piece. That piece that you want in your collection that's going to last you for a very long time, something that you can feel attached to. Something that you would never give up. And I'm sorry, smoking out of, unless it's gifted to me, smoking out of someone else's piece for me is just blasphemy. I would never do it unless it's given to me.
See, he makes a valid point there.
It's valid.
A gift that makes, you know, that there's sentimental, like sentimentality. That
yeah.
It being yep. gifted to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now,
but to yep. spend your money out of pocket for something that's been used by somebody else. That's I wouldn't it's do that. Like,
But let's play devil's advocate here, all right?
Let's go.
You know, because we know we are aware of cleaning procedures. We know how yes. we personally know. And thank you to our sponsor, Love Your Glass. Make sure you
down
use
in
code
the corner. Down yep. in the corner.
Make sure here. You use code BRVG. You know, if you have there. Yourself a nice clean piece that's super clean, maybe put into a refrigerator that sanitizes stuff. You know how like they have the little UV sanitizing phones, which I don't yep. know how UV light sanitizes, but I don't ask me. But you
I
know
if some unsanitary shit, but that's about it.
it's a medical black light. That's what the UV light is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would still
you'd still say no? Interesting. So yeah. That's going to be the Spotify poll this week, because I am curious to know what people think about that. So
yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a good question.
No, it's a good question.
I think it'll be a good divide. I know yeah. some people would. I know some people definitely wouldn't. I'm one of those who just wouldn't.
Listen, bongs are expensive, open, man.
They are open for
a friendly debate. Open for
absolutely.
A friendly debate.
Speaking of expensive bong pieces, like one of our spots got hit last night.
That's right.
Tango Hookah Tango. Shop here in Union City. Somebody decided to break through the fucking through the building. they smashed the shit out of that. Like they took Hulk swings at the front of this fucking shop. That luckily
the video is interesting.
Yeah, the video is up on if you follow HUD Post on Instagram, you can actually check out the video. It's up there. You see the two assailants there. They're masked, obviously. The camera caught a perfect fucking angle. Like, it's a you-can't-miss-it camera. Like, it's right above the door. It showed these two people trying to get in. Luckily, they didn't get anything. So, thankfully, you know, our boys at Tango are good. They didn't, you know, it wasn't really a big loss for them. They had to replace the door. But at least, you know, it wasn't a major loss. Nobody got hurt, so.
But, absolutely.
Huge shout-out to Tango.
Huge shout-out to Tango.
And, yo. If you can't afford a fucking piece, bro, get a can, bro. Stop breaking into places. You broke motherfuckers. Stop it.
I know. I know y'all motherfuckers got a foil in your house.
Come on.
So wait a minute. Are you that the reason why this man was breaking into the smoke shop was because he needed a new bong?
Yes.
Either that or they wanted money. It could have been for whatever fucking reason.
It could have been for
a bunch of reasons. Leave these fucking smoke
shops. Oh, yeah, because robbers don't want money, right? They never want money.
They just want Knicks. They want those little Knick cards. That's what they want. They're feeding those Knick cards.
The little 2 CB,
o'clock in the morning.
The little CBD fucking pens and shit.
CBD pens, yeah. Fucking wild.
Stupidest shit ever.
But we can't get flavored nicotine and vapes in New Jersey no more.
Delaware.
Tango Hookah Shop in Union City. Big ups to them. Like we were saying, affordable pieces. Tango Hookah Shop is a place that does have really affordable fucking pieces, and their selection is fucking key choice. So if you're here in Union City, don't fucking bust their front door. Just walk in nicely when they're open. That's it. That's all it fucking takes. Spend money. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Jesus Christ.
Honestly, it's beyond me. It's beyond me. You got anything else in the woodwork that happened this week that you want to talk about?
Well,
oh yes, I do.
Oh,
not good. It's not weed related, but it's music related. We're all music people.
Well, let's talk about, you know, because let's get a little personal. You know, we all know we smoke weed. We all know we play video games. But guess what? Absolutely. We all like, for the first time ever in Clean Sanchez history, there's the group of people that listen to the same fucking music.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yep.
So here's the news from the music industry that popped off on Valentine's Day, which was great. So I was reading an article, and I think that Sanchez had brought this up to me once about a new era for Sleep Token.
Yeah.
So the new era for Sleep Token begins with their announcement and RCA's announcement of them signing a full-fledged music contract with RCA. So that happened this week. So
big ups.
That's a big thing.
A couple of things happened in music. Let me pull up some other ones.
Well, hang on a second. Sleep Token, go. Yeah, because Sleep Token, I'm actually kind of excited. I mean, I like them. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think they're fantastic. I would right now would not go out of my way to see them. And that's in no way, you know, because there's other concerts and other bands that I want to see before them. But I feel like within the next 2 years, they're going to be at like a pace where like Starset is cinematically. Yes. With like, because you know how Starset, you go to a Starset show, you're going to a damn space circus.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? So I feel like that Sleep Token is going to get right there. And then when that happens, I'll buy those tickets. I mean, the tickets are like $140 just to see fucking Sleep Token.
Dude, it's insane. What? That's low. I don't know where
just for Sleep Token. Remember, they always got supporting acts, and not for nothing. I'm all for supporting acts. Usually those guys.
Yeah, so am I. I love
the ones that set the bar. You know what I mean? And I like opening acts that really do set the bar.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's an opening act. I mean, there's an opening act that I can't for the. I'm going to see them the weekend of my birthday, Normandy. They're coming to America for the first time, and they're coming right down the road from me too. I can't fucking wait. You know what? Awesome. And it's for the Our Last Night covers only tour. Uh-huh. Our Last Night does some really good covers. Okay, whatever, you know. Yes, but we're not going for the covers. We're going for Normandy. All right, we're going for that dopamine, baby.
Yep, I feel terrible. It.
But in other music news, Alien Ant Farm recently just dropped a new single, "A So Cold," and holy shit.
It's the really, video's good.
I can't wait for the drop. It actually drops in April. Another band that I was really surprised to see
so wild.
Out of left field with a banger, no less. Kitty.
Yes, Kitty just dropped Kitty's the fucking new song. Single. Yes.
And holy really?
Shit, did they come out of left field with this one?
Yes,
like Kitty, this one came out hard.
Yep, Kitty came back, I should say, with an absolute fucking banger.
And Morgan took over the screams, and that bitch, she ain't fucking around, bro. Morgan's not fucking around.
I haven't heard it yet.
Old Kitty. Oh, it reminds me of very old Kitty.
You know what? If anything, we should do a reaction video to that since you haven't heard it yet, Sanch.
Absolutely.
We'll do a video for that. Yep. But yeah, man, as far as music is concerned, I'm loving, you know, seeing a lot of these old school bands coming back and coming back strong, you know, bringing back that same flavor they left us with back then. So I'm really happy to see where the music is going now.
Hell yeah.
We'll see where it goes. But we got a topic.
Yes.
Yeah, we
on
do.
Today's episode.
A fun one.
A very fun one indeed.
Wait a minute.
What?
I need to call you out for a second.
Who?
Because
which
before
one of us?
You, Gio, because before we came in here, you chuckled at the fact that I said that I was in a Fallout Patrol. What the fuck were you chuckling at?
Just the fact that you could have easily just said, "Oh no, I'm in an RP session," but you literally made it sound like it was an occupation. Like I'm on patrol. Like motherfucker, no, you're not.
You haven't moved an inch. You should have heard what I told the dudes in Red Dead why I had to leave.
I told them I was like,
I got the patrol to do in West Virginia. I gotta go. So yeah, I had to know what you were laughing about. You know, I always gotta call you out.
It's because you said it like you were legit on a fucking patrol. I was like, move from your seat, that motherfucker. Shit. What patrol?
Actually, to be honest with you, there was one moment where I thought it was kind of crazy, but
shit, that was the one moment you moved.
Yeah.
You're so son of a bitch.
So, so before we get to that, to our topic, talk about the Crunch Cup real quick.
Okay, so the Crunch Cup is your favorite cereal cup that you will ever buy.
Oh, yes.
It comes with two sections, a section for your cereal to keep it nice and crispy, and a section for your milk so that way it doesn't get soggy over time. And you can drink and or eat that motherfucker however you please. Get the Crunch Cup.
I cannot wait to put a bowl, to put a whole bowl of Fruity Pebbles in there and turn it into a damn milkshake.
I'm actually anticipating some like honeycomb in that bitch.
Honeycombs. Some
fucking honeycomb.
All right. So kick it off. What are we talking about?
Okay, well, so we are talking about things that could ruin your high. And I got one to start.
A couple of episodes ago, we were talking about high inducers, things that make the high better. Now we're going to talk about shit that makes the high fucking worse.
And I have one to start.
Hit us.
Music.
You know what? I can agree.
Because nothing, listen,
I gotta hear this.
It actually comes to the person. When you're stoned, there is a, and you're hanging out with a specific group of friends, there is an unwritten rule that one person handles the aux cord. 9 times out of 10, it is the person hosting the session.
Usually.
Nine times out of 10. Yeah, I'll take
that. So here's the 1 time out of 10 it comes with a story where music ruined my high. You ready for this? Okay. Join me on this journey for a moment. All right. So I was in my teenage years. I was hanging out with a group of 4 other friends from high school. We all smoked weed on a regular basis. We all knew what the fucking shit entails. We all knew what a cipher was, and we all know how to conduct a cipher. So we decided to go over to my buddy Jake's house. And normally, Jake's taste in music is the same as mine, and we get along on a bunch of different stuff. Cottonmouth Kings, Tech N9ne, ICP, Twisted, stuff like that. Like, anything that we could smoke to that could elevate our high, we would listen to. So, this one time, Jake was like, I don't feel like working the music. And I was like, I don't feel like being DJ either. Oh, our boy shit. Zach had the weirdest taste in music, because this man was a weeb. Okay, so a weeb, for those who do not know, yes, 9 times out of 10 is an anime fan and listens to nothing but Japanese music and is completely wrapped up in Japanese culture.
And wants to fuck them too.
Yes, that too.
Is that the music that sounds like toy toy back a toy and then taking that big night? All that shit.
Listen, Japanese music I can get behind. Like, I like baby metal. I like a fucking Cold Rain and stuff like that. Like, I can listen to some Japanese metal.
There's actually one I just sent to Gio just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
What, baby metal?
No, it was shit, what the hell is their name? I'll get it back to you in a second.
Well, when you get it back, I'm gonna finish the story. So me and my boy Jake had looked at Zach, because Zach was like, I can run the radio. And we both looked at each other and we looked at Zach and we were just like, are you sure about that? You can set the whole vibe for the cipher. Are you sure? And he was like, yeah, I got perfect songs to play. The first track on his list is the Naruto theme song. My high was immediately killed even before I hit the fucking bowl. I was like, dude, no. Like, there are certain people that you should not give the aux cord to. Zach was one of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was my kill my high before it even got started.
That killed my high.
Yeah, see?
that killed my high, just thinking about it.
Now, I got one.
Oh, shit.
And one that we can all definitely relate to.
Well, I hope you got one. It's your job.
And it entails what we do here and what we discuss.
Okay.
Fucking video games.
Oh, yeah. A
video game can definitely ruin your
absolutely
fucking life. I've sat here, I have played online games, stoned out of my mind, you know, hung out, love the environment. I'm there getting lost, fucking delved into it. Dead. Fuck this game. Fuck this game and fuck everything about it, bro. Fuck it all. Literally. Yep. But yeah. So a video game can definitely ruin your fucking high if you if you get caught at the wrong time.
If you get caught at the wrong time.
Oh man, yeah. I've definitely had a high killed. Many high killed. Fucking Fortnite. Fuck you, Fortnite.
That's interesting because that's super interesting. For me, it's a bad conversation. That's, you know, don't start smoking with me and start telling me about child support and and about how many times a Biden has to walk up the stairs before he can actually do something at work.
I think that's another one that falls into that.
It definitely
goes hand in hand.
You know, unless it's something you guys agree on, like for instance, there's a bunch of people that I agree with nuclear power. Sometimes we talk in Discord about nuclear power.
Oh, yeah, we talk about
Nuclear power is great. You know, that's my stance. You know, but don't kill. You know, don't tell me that Uncle Ricky died because he fell into a Benihana table and they fucking brought out the volcano and it fucking killed him. Like I don't care. Look, when I smoke, I work all fucking day. I don't have a time clock. I don't have a schedule. You know, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and maybe I'll start editing and I'm going to smoke. But don't start coming at me telling me that fucking, you know, that the chicken's cold over in the counter because I left it there because I didn't put it there in the first place. You know, like it's just don't bad conversations. Bad conversations kill my high, you know. And if we're watching the TV show, you know, and we're smoking and we're in a safe and we're watching like American Gladiators, don't talk about the fucking oranges in fucking Florida.
Stick to the topic at hand.
You know, like you're killing the high. Like I can't stand it, dude.
Well, you just touched on another one, which is, I think a TV show could definitely do the same as well.
A TV show could definitely kill my, like, okay, so like I got Halo. Stoned. Halo. But I got stoned and I watched Sons of Anarchy and it was the episode that Opie died. I don't give a fuck about spoilers. If you haven't watched a fucking 7-year-old show,
we're too many years in.
I never watched it. I didn't care. I don't care.
Dude, Sons of Anarchy is a really good show. Definitely recommend to watch
it. No. Opie's death definitely hit different. Like that was,
it killed my high for me. I was like, no.
That was something else. Yeah, so, another scene that definitely fucked my high up was The Walking Dead, when Negan bashed the fucking heads in.
Yes!
When he caught fucking Abraham. Dude, I was fucking tripping balls in that episode.
And that killed your high?
And dude, I was tripping. Like, no bullshit. I was on shrooms that day watching that episode. And I literally watched the first fucking knock when it hit Abraham. And I was like, what the fuck? Yo, I immediately sobered up. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what the fuck just happened?
I was in the army during that. I was in the army during the Walking Dead days, so I wasn't doing anything like that.
Unfurniturely?
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of daiquiris, but you know,
this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look, fruit cocktails.
And you know what? While we're at it, I gotta say, alcohol doesn't work with me with cannabis.
No, it doesn't.
That's definite.
Yeah, alcohol can definitely kill a high. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, absolutely.
Hanging out with fucking crazy drunk motherfuckers can kill your high.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, like hanging out with Alex. Alex is a fucking, you know? Bro,
don't even get me started.
I'm trying to fucking.
Him. That's the homie.
I'm trying to smoke. I'm trying to smoke outside Max's house and fucking goddamn Alex is talking about the birds and the bees fucking talking shit. Like, bro. Yeah. Be quiet. I mean,
that's his thing. That's his shtick.
Let me enjoy my high, please.
Fucking Alex. But yeah, no, let's see. I'm trying to think of what else could definitely ruin a high. I think location.
Oh, like,
it could really fuck your high up. Like, if you got stoned and you had to go to court, like,
you.
Like, like, fuck. Like, jury duty. I gotta sit there stone and just fucking in silence. Like,
have you seen that video of that dude who was doing like a virtual like court date thing and he forgot that the camera was on, he started rolling a blunt on the camera.
I did not see that
but that's funny shit.
That's incredible.
So it's actually funny because when the guy actually like was out doing the video and stuff like that, the judge was like, I'm not stupid. Do you realize what you were doing on camera? You are going to take, when was the last time you took a drug test? You know what? You're going to get one today. You know, like it was crazy. No, but you're right. You know, location, you know, although like when I was, when I did my little stint in college, my little stint, I did like enjoy like fucking getting stoned and then like going into class.
Like, you know, what was crazy? Like, when I say locate, like, remember back in the day, it was fun. It was thrilling to go to like a park or somewhere hidden and smoke. And like, that would, the adrenaline alone would, nowadays, like, I can't do that. Like, I can't go outside and like smoke a joint and feel comfortable. I'm going to be like, I'd rather go sit down and like chill. Like, I don't want to fucking be out here. Like, fuck it. And it's weird now because it's legal to do that. We can
but we can't do that right now. Yeah, but we can't smoke at the parks though.
No, we can't.
Like we can smoke anywhere else but the parks.
Yeah, now.
You know what's crazy? So in Maryland, you're not allowed to smoke in public.
Really?
They treat it as public intoxication.
Really?
Yes.
No shit.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, God. That means others are going to follow suit. God damn it.
Fuck. They're going to treat it like alcohol.
I'm sorry. And here's another thing that can kill a high. Laws and regulations about cannabis.
Man, look, you just had him. There he goes. I don't know where he went, but we hit him. We hit him in the button. There he goes.
I want my home grow now.
Yo. Yeah. Well, wasn't there news about that recently?
That's we talked about it last week. That you know, it's in the paperwork.
Yep. Well, they were talking about the psilocybin and the fucking
that's gonna be wild.
The home grow stuff. Dude, I don't know we did talk about that last week.
A bunch of tripped out fucking motherfuckers all around the Union City. I can't see.
I've never tripped before, so
well, Sanchez, you let me know.
My wife has been trying to get me to do it for years, and I feel like every time, like, I'm 35 now, right? I'm just like, damn, I keep passing the threshold. I keep passing it, and I just feel like I'm too old. But, like, yo, I'm so scared. I got so much shit in my head. It's like,
there is no such thing as too old. My mom still takes shrooms, bro. And, like, she'll eat half a bar, and it'll do nothing to her. Nothing. It's fucking scary, this lady's tolerance.
You know, it's dangerous. You know what could really kill a high?
What?
Being a parent.
Kids.
And then, you know,
definitely kill a high.
They, you know, and it's like, and the worst part is, it's like you light it up, you know, and you're on the porch trying to mind your own business. The kids are good. You know, they're eating, they're watching TV. You just want to go out for a smoke and the porch door opens right the fuck up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
And they're asking for batteries.
Oh my God.
Or a fucking charger.
A remote. A fucking, how do you do this? Can you turn this on? Can you,
that's what I was getting ready to say.
You got hands, you fucker. Learn. You see me doing
being a parent. Being a parent can be a real big high killer. So that's why, like, I love, like at night, right? You know, I don't know this is a good question. What are your end of night rituals? Obviously, we all smoke right before we go to bed. So what are your rituals?
Literally exactly that. Like, I'll turn my computer off. This screen will turn off. I'll fucking throw something on Netflix. I don't care what the fuck it is at that point. Just something that I could doze off to. I'll take my hit, lay down, and I'm done. Like, that's it. I just let the show take me the fuck away. I don't care what it is.
What about you, Dabs?
So when I come home from work, I get changed immediately, get out of my work clothes. I sit down in my chair. I hang out with y'all for a couple hours. That's normally around 9:30. And then I do the same thing that Gates does. I log out of everything. I turn my light for my camera off on my laptop. I turn on Big Bang Theory, South Park, something that I can just put on in the background.
Yeah, it's usually something that you've watched like 100 times and yep. it's still enjoyable. You just put it on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sucks too, because I'll get high and yep. I'll stay up.
And I'll
binge the whole fucking season.
Yep. And then I'll go to bed. So
that's
depending
funny.
On what episode I'm on, I'll probably watch like 3 episodes and then I'm like, okay, it's time for
yeah.
the knockout.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll take a couple hits off my bowl and then I'm by the time that fucking hits me, I'm out of the way.
Yeah, usually it's like smoke until I feel my eyes don't want to stay
yeah,
open anymore.
Same.
Or I feel like or I feel like my legs, like even just sitting here, my legs will be like, motherfucker, lay me down. Like I'm tired of being bent. Like just spread me out.
I feel that.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, for me it's usually lately for the last couple of months I've had Cops on.
That's a nice show to go to bed to.
Yeah. Cuz like you know cuz like I my town the town that I live in is super quiet. You know, and you know growing up in Union City, you know, it we're used to like those loud noises because we grew up with our beds. Yeah, you know, so like I'll go to sleep. Yo, it's gotten
dogs,
so bad.
The door
it's,
opening at all hours of the night.
Yep,
up and it's down got, the stairs.
I've put on soundscapes on YouTube of like city noise too. You know, really? Like it yeah, and it's nice. There was a point when Starfield was out that I was listening to like the Starfield soundtrack, doing the space exploration. Then
that's
I was doing
cool,
like.
Though.
It works, you know, but the best soundscape is like, but you know, that's another episode. But let's hit a commercial real quick, and when we get back, we'll get to the pause for the cause.
Okay.
Oh, so should I spit that smoke back out?
No.
No. No. You're fine. Just hit it again.
You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good.
This motherfucker, bro. I can't.
You know what it is? Because I made Gio that Love Your Glass promo, and now he wants to be the effect now.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, of course he does.
You know, but guys, don't forget, you also have Dubby. Make sure you go to Dubby, and Dubby is energy. If you're trying to get your nut on with your girl, and mm-hmm. you are starting to lose some of your stamina, drink some Dubby. And
yeah, it'll get you up there. It'll leave your face looking just like that, like the logo. Just
yep.
like
that. With Dubby, your sperm will shoot inside of her. Anyways, it's pause for the cause time.
You're painting walls with Dubby.
Yes, you are. Listen, that's not as bad as what Jay was saying about Rogue Energy when we were sponsored by them. And we're not sponsored.
God.
And we're not sponsored by them no more. And you could understand why. So salute, boys, to another
salad.
Week. I do got little news, but first I just want to say a big shout out to your lady Des for the showing off this President's Day sale for the 420 Expo. The 420 Expo President's Day sale. You get $40 off. Use promos code PRES24. September 13th to the 15th is the 420 Expo, guys. You will see the three of us there. If it's a booth, awesome. If not, no problem. We're going to have stickers. We're going to have t-shirts. We're going to have joints. We're gonna smoke, and we're just gonna hang out. You know, yep. We'll be there for like 2 hours, maybe three. We'll eat a hot dog with you. We'll talk. And if you haven't heard of us, you're gonna hear of us that day because we're gonna give you some.
And if you're lucky,
stuff.
Sanchez will eat a hot dog out of you.
That's a them thing. I'm not.
There's some. There's some things that some paperwork stuff that we need to get through that before we do it. Yeah, it is. But it's as hard as getting a cruise done for us.
Fair enough. At least we know it's possible. See, that's key.
Again, that's a them thing. I'm not that's doing that.
Nah.
No, no.
After no, 11 a.m., you are signed.
Line's drawn, bro. I'm done. Nope. It's wrapped.
Wait till he sees the new version of Gamer Tag or Sex Position.
Where instead
of guessing it, you are doing it.
No, the fuck I'm not.
Interesting.
Look at Gio. He's like, oh, so we're doing it now.
All right.
That's an episode that y'all can do all together.
You're going to have to send me that list prior so I could get some visuals.
I do have a book, I think. Hang on.
Oh, God.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Motherfucker.
Yeah, we got a book. So we got a book somewhere in this house. But, yeah, so we got some news. We got some news. First things first, the Star Wars Mandalorian game that's in the works. Okay, yep. By industry's best studios, a first-person Star Wars Mandalorian game is in development at Respawn Entertainment, the EA-owned studio responsible for Apex Legends, Titanfall, and the Star Wars Jedi series.
It is unclear
what this means for the future of the Star Wars Jedi series following Fallen Order and Survivor, but according to the game is in the early stages of development. This means there is no mention of a release date beyond that note that the game is at least 2 years away, perhaps due to this platforms are also not mentioned. Okay, so let's talk about this. We all watched The Mandalorian, no?
Yes.
I haven't watched it since season 3. So.
Oh man.
It's so lost. Listen, there's still stories to tell. We know the movie's coming out on July 25th. Shout out to my wife, Frenchie. That's her birthday. So it looks like we're going to go see a Grogu in camp on her birthday. But yeah, that movie's coming out. It's called The Mandalorian and Grogu. And so there are many more stories to tell. And maybe some of those stories we'll be able to tell in the video game. So what kind of video game this is going to be, we don't fucking know. Don't ask us. But we'll try to get to the bottom of it. Next,
what else we got?
With just under 2 years of adult use cannabis sales and 3 years since the establishment of the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission, the dispensary directory overseen by the agency now lists a total of 102 cannabis dispensaries catering to both medicinal and recreational users throughout the state. Wow. Governor Phil Murphy expressed satisfaction with the progress, stating, "When the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission was formed, our aim was to create a more robust, fair, and equitable model for the introduction of the adult-use cannabis market. Reaching the milestone of 100 cannabis dispensaries, demonstrates our commitment to the heading in the right direction. I appreciate the dedicated work and leadership of the Cannabis Regulatory Commission in advancing this crucial aspect of our economy."
The fuck?
I was waiting for the day right, you know that he was gonna
when this episode airs, I'll just rewind that and fucking repeat it slower. Like, I'll just do that.
That was my Phil Murphy impression.
That was Jesus Christ. You've been fucking with AI way too much, bro. That was too good.
I've been doing this a long motherfucking time. But yeah, we got over 102 dispensaries in New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. My God. And I've only been to four of them.
And we've been legal for how long now?
Two years.
That's incredible. And there's still places opening. Like, we've got places. We got a spot that just opened up in Hoboken not too long ago.
Yeah, what spot was that? A
couple weeks ago. I don't remember the fucking name of the goddamn place, but I know it's in Hoboken. It's brand fucking new. I don't know if it was a lounge or some shit. I know it was something along those lines. But I haven't been there yet. Definitely going to try to get down there. I mean, it's only down the hill, so fuck it. But, the fact that a lot of these spots are opening up, like, it really shows, like, the overall acceptance of fucking cannabis here in Jersey. Like, hardcore.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's really, really fucking, really glowing now.
Now, with more acceptance... I hear myself. Why do I hear myself?
You're talking. Usually when you talk, you can hear yourself. Your ears are attached to the same, organism as your fucking mouth.
He said, okay.
The New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission approved rules for cannabis areas in its public meeting on Wednesday, January 17th. This was a while ago. Yeah, sorry, guys. The new rules establish operational framework for medicinal and adult use cannabis operators who want to add cannabis spaces to their dispensaries. Cannabis areas are an expansion opportunity for cannabis operators, boosting the overall economic impact of the cannabis industry in the state. The rules take effect upon approval of the New Jersey Office of Administrative Law, and dispensary operators will need municipal approval to have an area in order to get an endorsement from the NJCRC. Jeff Brown says New Jersey's cannabis industry is well on its way to being a billion-dollar industry, and areas will likely bolster that. Fostering a communal experience for those 21 and older around cannabis in a regulated and secure space. I love everything about this. I love having the opportunity to, if I work at an office and there's a dispensary a couple blocks away, for me to either go after work or during my lunch break, go in there, buy a pre-roll real quick, smoke the joint, go back to work.
Yep.
You know, I think there's something special with that, and I think this is going to be super exciting in New Jersey. I see us at the lounges. I see us there. Well, not lounges, absolutely, but the cut areas.
Absolutely. No, like I said before, man, what's happened in Jersey is big. What's been happening across the states is fucking huge. Like, the fact that it's just, you know, it's swarming, man. The culture's swarming. And I'm fucking loving every second of it.
It's getting exciting. And now, you know what time it is. It's time to get real excited.
Ooh! Ooh!
Is it time? Ooh!
Yes, it is. Now, a little Easter egg about today. We were actually going to have a surprise guest today, but he couldn't make it. But yeah, we are going to spin this wheel.
Spin it.
There we go.
Let's see.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, okay. VR gaming. All right.
God damn it.
I don't know anything about this. So
you want me to spin it again?
Yeah,
you want me to spin it again? Let's spin it again, guys. See what Let's happens. Spin it again.
Let's go.
Let's spin it again.
Okay. Now this is the fun thing. All right.
Worth it. Worth it. That was worth the respin. Thank you, Freshy.
Yep, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for not knowing about VR, because I did not want to run the wings on that. Oh, wow. Look at that. And MetaQuest, I just got a notification from MetaQuest.
Wow. Look at that. What are the odds? It hurts.
The Exorcist Legion VR is on sale. Not interested.
Let them know. We'll talk to them tomorrow. Yeah.
I keep on telling you guys to touch my VR. You guys never want to use it. Why?
Well, I've played VR.
I don't do weird stuff on it, guys.
Okay, so I've done it twice. And both times I've done VR, I've gotten lightheaded and sick. I don't want to go through that.
Yeah, that's the problem with fucking with a lot of VR, is the fact that the first time I did it, I think I told you, Freshy, when I put the fucking headset on, I did a roller coaster simulator. Yeah. I fucking threw up. Like, I dead ass threw up. I kept with the goggles on and all. I was like, and I fucking threw up, goggles on and everything. Like, it was bad. Yeah,
I like it. Gets me sick, but that's a whole nother conversation for another time. Guys, once again, thank you so much. C'est la vie, que c'est la, whatever the good stuff is. All and remember, stuff. don't beat your parrots, don't beat your dogs.
Yeah.
And avoid bad conversations.
Avoid bad conversations, but beat your meat if it starts up. Like, if a bad conversation starts up, just start right there, right then and there. Beat your fucking meat.
Please don't do
conversation
that.
Breaker immediately. I guarantee.
Please don't do that.
Boys, till next time.
Peace.